Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Heads and a load of kids from Texas. It's just that was recorded 33 years ago and only just been released. My God, that is great. So it's a tiny scene in one of my favourite films, True Stories. I could play another song later on, Dream Operator. Oh, jeez, man. And but in this the film, they sing Acapulco. But then there's a four-minute version backed by Talking Heads. And the middle eight, it's just pure David Byrne, but it's being sung by kids. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. So, exciting news, OK? We're screening the Bross documentary, Catherine and I, as part of our Rabbit Hole Picture Show evenings. It's March the 2nd. It's sold out. And it's sold out about two-thirds you, dear listener, one-third Brossettes, who have got no idea who I am or Kath is. Never listened to the show. David and John, I'll come to you in a second. Biblical names, I like that. They just come in to see the Bross film and to see Joe Perlman, the producer.
Two-thirds are people, one-third Brossette. How on earth will we tell the difference?
Well, I think. Okay. So we got this guy, Andrew, who listens to the show in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And he's flown over from Las Vegas to see us live. Right?
And he brought biscuits.
And then he said, oh, I think I can get Luke Goss to record an intro for you. So what did I say to him?
If you can do that, you will get, was it free tickets to Everything We Ever Do Ever?
Yeah. This plum won't stop emailing me now. So this was 11 days ago. Hi, Ian. You might be in luck. I spoke with Ollie Rowland, who is Matt's manager. He thinks he can do it. They're about to fly back to England for the TV Awards next week, so it won't be immediate, but I think this will happen. Sorry I won't make this rabbit hole, but looking forward to my lifelong free ticket.
Oh, confident.
You, thought you cocky SH1T. I can't wait to see you fall flat on your backside. Next email from yesterday. Hi, Ian. I've been in touch with Matt's manager. They've agreed to do the video intro for your show.
What?
Do you want to send me a few words of exactly what you'd like him to say? He's just back in Vegas from his trip, and I hear he's a bit unwell, so it might take a few days, but it should be fine. Looking forward to my tickets for life.
Wow.
So we're gonna have a video introduction from Matt.
Because I tried just tweeting them and asking, and they ignored me.
Well, I DM'd him.
Yeah. So obviously Andy's given him the personal touch, and that's fine.
Matt, Andy, are you listening? Give us a call. We want our names in there. I want to hear him say our names. Mm-hmm. Ian Lee and what's your name, sorry?
Oh, my God.
Catherine Boyle.
But we want to say him to say a big thank you to his fans, because they're going to be there, and it's...
And we need him to mention the Rabbit Hole Picture Show.
Yeah. That's it. The rest is down to him.
Is down to him and his spontaneity.
He's a wordsmith. He knows his stuff.
What is the legal position of giving this guy? Who is it, Nick, who is the barrister that phones in? Is it Nick?
Yeah.
I think it was. Nick, if I've got your name wrong, well, then I'm talking to someone different. But I I'm terrible with names. If he could call in and just see what the legal thing is, because I don't really want to give this guy free tickets for life.
I know.
That's us out of probably, over the years, it's like £50.
You're thinking of this all the wrong way.
Yeah. For his life, right?
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Anyone
don't mention that on air.
If anyone wants to kill one of our listeners for us, 03444991000.
So we can save about 15 quid.
I've got a brilliant idea as well. And I have to be careful how I phrase this because I don't want to draw attention to stuff. I'll just say it. Okay, so if you want to make a complaint about a radio show, and this is not really doing myself any favours, but if you want to make a complaint, I would suggest, well, I'd suggest going to the station, but the official body is Ofcom, yeah. Right? You go to Ofcom, and if you go to a station, they will look into it. Trust me, they'll look into it. But if you're unhappy with the way it's done, then you go to Ofcom, okay? And I know that a show here recently got an Ofcom upheld, and people constantly complain about this show. This show has never had an Ofcom upheld. Okay, it's never had one upheld because we know what the rules are. We follow the rules, and Ofcom knows what the show is, and they kind of dig us. So thank you, Ofcom. I appreciate that. I don't agree with all their judgments, but I agree with those. I agree with ones in my favour. Someone complained about us recently, and every month or every 3 months, Ofcom publish all of the complaints, the ones that are upheld, the ones that are not upheld. And someone complained about this show. I don't want to go into the specifics because I don't want to awaken the beast of this guy.
Who shouldn't be on the internet anyway.
Who shouldn't be on the internet. And, you know, anyway. But the basis of the complaint was someone phoned me up and said, you should come round to my house for tea. And I said, no, thanks. You sound like a sex offender. Right. And that was basically what the complaint was. There's a few other bits and pieces, but that was basically the complaint. So what happens is Ofcom, the complaint goes to Ofcom. Ofcom phones up Denny, our boss, and says, we've got this complaint. Can we get the audio? So Denny then speaks to Kath. Kath pulls the audio off, listens to it. And so that I don't tend to listen to it unless it's getting a little bit heavy. I don't have to really do it once. Kath listens to it. Denny listens to it. They kind of decide whether actually there may be some basis for the complaint, in which case you kind of have to roll over and go, okay, maybe we got this one wrong. Or if there is no basis for the complaint, we feel, then you write a robust defence saying, well, this is what was said. We feel this was the context. This is the tone of the show. Da, la, la, la. Like I say, none of the complaints for this show have been upheld. But what Ofcom did, and it's beautiful, and I won't read it. I'd love to read it, but I don't want to because I don't want to draw this attention to this particular individual. Okay, but what Ofcom then do is they put the transcript of about 3 minutes of radio up, right? Transcript of this show, right? And there's a brilliant bit where the guy hangs up, right? And it says something like, clattering is heard. Kath, you're not phoning him back, are you? Me. No, of course not.
No, it was don't you dare phone him
back. Don't you dare phone him back. That was it. But here's the thing, right? I'm sat there reading the transcript of this complaint. I'm in hysterics because seeing it written down, not just specifically that argument, but seeing a bit of this show written down with me arguing with someone and then Kath kind of interjecting to calm me down. It is funny.
Well,
it's funny.
Here's another thing. Sometimes I'm not around to take the audio off, right? Especially if it's quite old. So yeah. I have to go into our system here at work. And obviously I don't come in till late at night. So on the occasions where some poor sod who works earlier in the day has to fish it out, I have been told that you can always tell who the person doing that is because they're usually laughing.
Yeah, it is. But this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, right, I don't listen to old shows. Why would I? I'm thinking I'd read a book of transcripts from this show. I'd read that book. I would read that book. And then what I would also do, right, I would read the book, but then I would hire actors to recreate it on stage. You would pay to see
the Rabbit Hole Theatre Show.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, though? And not necessarily recreate it in a studio setting, but do it like, you know, maybe so they'd be in like a restaurant or
in a pub.
Yeah, they'd be at a bus stop or something. So the conversations are taken out of the context. I've got it all planned. This is partly from watching True Stories. So the conversations are taken out of the context of a radio station. It's like those the Creature Comfort videos.
Yes.
You know, where it's kids talking about, I don't know, sledging or fighting or something, but you've got two pigeons doing it
yes.
And it becomes a different thing. So here's the thing, guys, who wants to do a transcript book of this show?
Well, and you could pick your favorite bits. I know some of you have got particular pet calls,
yeah.
You know, that you will go back to over and over again. There is a whole archive of this stuff somewhere.
I've got a brilliant transcriptor.
Transcriber?
I think it's transcriptor.
No,
because they're transcripting it. Yeah, no, I think it's transcriptor. Called Alison, who's great. And if ever I need to type up an article about an interview, please don't shake your head at me.
Well, it's because I used to do it for you for nothing, but apparently I wasn't good enough. Right. So then you went and paid someone to do it.
I was groovy. Putting some work back into the community. Actually, I was doing it with her first, and then you stuck your nose in. You came and undercut her. You stole food. She's got kids.
So have I.
Yeah, but you were doing it for free.
Yep.
Beaky. Mm. That looks like a big beak when you're supping on that.
He's talking about my drink.
Well, then you do it then.
Nope.
Right, fine then. This is why. Because you're not going to want to transcript bits of the show. If anybody wants to transcript bits of the show, I'm tempted to then put it in a book that we sell online. James is up for it. James, oh my, OMG, yes! I'm tempted. I would then kind of put it into like a digital book or a self-published, you know, these book vanity books, they used to call them, self-publishing.
Yeah.
Put it, sell it, you know, for knockdown price. I'm not going to, you know, not going to get rich. Sell it for £2 or £3. Because I think it'd be funny for people to phone up and we could recreate stuff. But then we go out and we get a small theatre and we put on a show. Or we get Dan or Jeff to make films, make movies of these phone calls. But done in, you know, you're walking into a bank. I think you sound like a sex offender. Well, I want you to come home for tea. I'm not going to. You disgust me. I think it's a very funny idea. If anyone can help us, I haven't got an email you can have.
Mine, catherine.boyle@talkradio.co.uk.
catherine.boyle@talkradio.co.uk. 03444991000. I've been talking so long, the calls have racked up. We've got David, John, Lucy, Nick. Stay there. I promise I will come to you straight after this.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 03444991000. Text TALK and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
It's electric. It's eclectic. It's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
It was, of course it was.
Well, George has verified it, and that's all the information we got. He thinks it was real. We have to go with that. Right, let's go. Sorry, everyone's been waiting for ages. So I'll try and do these in the order that they came in. Good evening, David.
Steve, mate. I've been on hold for 15 minutes. What's going on?
You're going to be on hold for another 5. Let's go to John. Good evening, John.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath. How are you doing?
It's good. Okay, mate. What have you got for us?
A couple of things, really. Just with you saying that you felt a bit...
Yeah.
you know, it's... Frangle Farren mentioned that you do a lot for other people as well. It's, you know, for every idiot that you get calling you and trolling you on online and what have you, there's maybe 50-100 more people that appreciate you. It's just letting you know, again, that it, there's that side as well.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
No, sorry. And Cass as well, she's great. It's good
you're
that
you're right, I am.
She is great. Cass, is, here's the thing, and I take the mickey out of Cass, but I think only good friends can take the mickey out of each other and there be no malice. She's my best friend. I love her dearly, and she's put up with me being an idiot and letting her down again and again and again, and she's brilliant. Oh, I love you.
Well,
that's
it. You can feel it. You can feel it.
Can I?
Yeah, no, yeah, well...
That was childish of me, John. I'm sorry.
He's trying to be sincere and nice. Just take it. John, stop it. He doesn't take compliments very easily.
No.
But
well, not. I don't think, you know, he doesn't get that many coming through on the airwaves. So
well,
I think
you,
he deserves a few. So.
You're a good man, John. Thank you, brother.
I think keeping off social media is a good thing.
I think it is. The only reason I might go back on is to sell tickets. If we don't sell enough tickets for these shows, then I might go on and it'd be interesting to see if the tickets plateau for a week or so, then if I go on Twitter and suddenly we have a boost again, well, then that will prove that there is a correlation.
But it doesn't seem to be the case so far.
No, it doesn't.
So...
It sold 25% of Manchester. But yeah, being off Twitter, John, the relief is palpable. Listen, I don't think I'm at my... I get very upset by stuff that I read online about me, but also I don't think I'm the best person I can be when I'm involved in electronic media. And I'm going to try and do things a slightly different way. I want to be a better person and I want to be a happier person. So maybe if I do things a slightly different way, that might have an impact. I don't think... I don't think being online is bad for everybody. I just think for some people it heightens... negativity.
Well, because you're in, like, the, let's say, the public eye, people will say things to try and get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
Any person would react to that, whether it be you, me, or anybody else. It's just different because you're in the public eye.
Yeah, maybe. Would you buy our book if it was just like transcripts of the show?
Well, it depends. I keep asking you to come to Middlesbrough, so it might depend on that.
What, if we come to Middlesbrough?
Well, yeah, I said last time I rang, remember?
Yeah, we came to Newcastle, and where were you?
Where were you, John, you scumbag?
The thing is, Newcastle's a bit different for me. You know, local rivals and that. Middlesbrough's far.
I know, but it's closer to you than we are.
I'll tell you what, John, give us the name of the crappy little village you live in, and we'll... I'm joking. Listen, here's the thing. If we go and play the big cities, we still don't sell out. We're not a big draw, me and Kath. And as much as we'd like to go to every small town, I mean, I'd love to go and do some shows in, like, village halls and stuff like that, but, we're both a little bit skint, and, you know, all we really want to do, we don't do it to make money. If we can come back with a few quid profit, beautiful. Yeah. But as long as we can cover petrol and cover expenses, you know, as long as we can break even and cover a couple of meals where we're going... then we're happy to do it, you know. I think sometimes we come away with 50 quid each, which is always a Brucey bonus.
Yeah.
Second time that phrase has been uttered tonight's show. But we'll see. And also, here's the thing as well. It's me that books it all.
Yeah.
So it's not like I can go to my PA or our tour manager. Okay, Alice, can you book us in some dates in these areas? We haven't played. It's me. I've got to go online. I've got to find venues that might accept us. I've got to email them and then sort out dates. And then they send me a date and I can't do it. So I send them a date and that's fine with them. But then I have to go to Kath and she can't do that. It's a flipping nightmare, man.
Yeah. I mean, I said before, I sort of like stumbled across you, really. So,
well, I'm glad you did.
You sort of went to Newcastle before. I probably wasn't listening, so I would again.
We'll go up that way at some point. I promise.
Loved it because we had a nice afternoon in Tynemouth, didn't we?
Well, we had we also had great ribs the night before.
Oh yeah, Newcastle proper.
The night
yeah,
before that was filth, man.
Loved it.
Lovely roast at the stand. Oh, it was happy days. Mm-hmm. Happy days. Hey, John, go on.
Just two more quick points, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go on, man.
One. I know you, like when I'm saying about things that you do for other people that you don't realise, there's a little Twitter group of us and a few of us have problems and that, and we're all there to talk to each other. You know, a group of strangers that have come together through your show, you know, that sort of help each other, even though we don't really know each other.
Well, well, that's nice. Well, hello, everybody on Twitter who listens and supports the show, and it means a lot to us. And we're sending you peace. Generally, just, general peace and love.
Not everyone has someone to talk to, so it's nice, really. That
Can I just say something? You're right. Not everyone has someone to talk to, and I found something quite shocking at the weekend. I had to call the Samaritans on Sunday because I was not in a great place, and I called the Samaritans twice, and there was no answer. Now, not in any way, it's not in any way a diss to them, because I love the Samaritans, 116, 123, they're brilliant, they're awesome. What that says to me is, my God, they are totally understaffed, you know. I phoned them twice within the space of 15 minutes. It wasn't like I phoned them in the morning, it was 15 minutes. And there was no answer. I managed to kind of laugh at that, and that just sent me back the other way. But if I'd not been able to laugh at that and send me that, you know, I could, if I'd been in a slightly different state of mind and took that personally, or took that as a sign from God that, okay, even the Samaritans don't want to talk to me. Man alive, it was it's shocking. So I don't know what we can do. Yeah. I give a few quid to them whenever I can. I don't know, but apart of, I thought considered volunteering, and I thought, actually, I don't think I would want to, because I do this. It's too similar to what we do here for me to then want to go and, you know, spend, I don't know what how long their shifts are, 5 hours, 8 hours. But anyway, I just thought I'd put that there. Go on, you had another thing.
Yeah, the last thing, yeah. Like when you're talking about the Queen film like lately,
yes.
Did you see that the Beatles are doing one? And
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Oh, yes, have you heard about this, Catherine?
Yes, yeah, several times. Because you're not on Twitter now, everyone's tweeting me going, has Ian seen this? Has Ian seen this?
So Peter Jackson, the Lord of the Rings bore, has been given 50 hours of previously unseen Let It Be footage. Well, let's just say I've got a triple CD set, so why don't we make that 42 hours of previously unseen footage and 140 hours of previously unheard footage. But actually, all of that Let It Be audio is out because someone leaked all of it. It's all out there. And most of it is terrible, terrible quality. Because it was Mike's... Anyway, but yeah, he's going to basically... Well, it seems to me he's basically going to sort of remake... Let It Be. Do a new Let It Be.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
This time with Paul McCartney's blessing.
Yeah. Well, Paul McCartney's tweeted, hasn't he? He's tweeted like an apple and a thumbs up. I can't wait. That era of the Beatles thrills me and excites me, and I've got a little Ringo Starr boner.
God.
I got a Pete Best.
Oh, what a thought that is.
All right, John, listen, mate, thank you very much indeed. I'm very excited by that. Very excited. Let's try David again. Let's see if David's got some manners. Good evening, David.
Evening. I'd just like to apologise for the outburst.
And I would like to apologise for my childish putting you on hold. That was immature of me, David.
I've learned my lesson. Please don't put me on hold. It's quite lonely there.
Okay. Do you want to take us off speakerphone, mate?
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to ask. You guys are doing the tour, aren't you?
We're doing the tour, yeah.
Yeah, which cities are you going to?
We're going to... Just everybody be prepared. I think we got one, okay? Just, you know. We're going to Brighton. We're going to Bath. We're going to Manchester. And we're going to Glasgow. We're going to Luton, so far.
Nowhere in Sheffield.
Sorry?
You're not going to Sheffield?
We are not going to Sheffield, no.
That's disappointing. I would love to come see you.
You will have to come and see us, because I want to fight you.
I will definitely come see you. I will beat your ass.
You're going to beat my ass? You're going to beat my ass? No. Is that what you're going to do? Yeah. You're going to beat my ass?
Ian, don't listen, yeah.
Hey, David. David.
Yes.
Yes. Do you play a musical instrument?
I can do, yes.
You sound like a banjo player.
I play the banjo.
Yeah, you do. I thought so. I thought you might do. Thanks very much for your call. I knew it. You can spot them a mile off. Lucy, you're next. Then it's Nick. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee. There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
All I'm saying. Let's go to Lucy. Good evening, Lucy.
Hello, good evening.
I'm laughing because Kath has got a picture, her screensaver. Do you describe your screensaver? It's brilliant.
My screensaver is my two little girls dressed up as Laurel and Hardy. And
they got the hats on, so we got some hats when we went to see that film.
Yeah. I brought them back and I said, girls, can you just put these hats on and can I just face paint a little black moustache on you, little one? So she's got the littlest one, who's still got her sort of chubby cheeks, is Oliver Hardy, and the other one is very tall and thin. And so she's Stan. And I said, do this. I showed them the faces to do and they've done it brilliantly.
It's such a good picture. They've got it spot on. It's black and white. I'm just saying to Kath, don't leave it in digital format. That would look nice on one of those canvas. You know the canvas pictures you get that are mounted on the squares? I think that would look nice as a canvas. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, bless you.
Beautiful children impersonating beautiful comedians. It's good, isn't it? Sam's seeing it now. Look, he's having a laugh. Isn't it a lovely canvas? It has to be a canvas.
All right.
It has to be a canvas.
I hear you.
Lucy, good evening. What can we do for you?
Hello. It's my first time calling, so I'm a bit nervous.
Well, welcome. I'm sorry we kept you on hold for so long.
No, that's okay. Thank you. I read your message on Facebook today.
Oh, yeah.
And it struck a chord with me. And I tried to send you an email, but it bounced a couple of times. And then I heard you speaking just now saying you've turned your email off.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd call in.
Hey, thank you.
That's okay. I just wanted to share my experience with you of my bipolar disorder.
Yeah, go on. What's happening for you?
So I was off my meds 3 years ago and got quite depressed and didn't even think that it was meds related or anything. I just, even though I'd had episodes before, I just didn't think about going back to the doctor or anything like that. And then a few months later, I had a manic episode, went on holiday for 2 weeks to Japan and didn't come back for 2.5 months.
Oh, flipping it. I mean, if you're going to go, I hope you don't mind me using the phrase, because I would use this about myself. If you're going to go nuts, you know, doing it for however many thousands of miles away from home. God, I was going to say that must have been terrifying, but maybe it wasn't terrifying for you. Maybe it was joyous.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
But terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, I bet. I'm not bipolar, and I am fascinated by the manic part of your disease, you know. I think sometimes I think sometimes I can kind of err on that a little bit, a very minor polar thing going on, but certainly not enough to be classified as bipolar. Well, how does your manic period start? Is it instant, or have you got like a week or so where you can feel things changing?
It starts with a lack of sleep.
Right.
So I'll start waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning and doing craft projects or rearranging my flat.
Yeah.
And then it sort of gets worse and worse, and then I start to get more extreme and want to go to Tokyo and things like that.
I want to go to Tokyo all the time. I love it. What were you doing in Tokyo then, while you were not well?
At first, I was just sort of doing a lot of karaoke, meeting people, going clubbing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then my bank card got blocked, so I didn't have any money for a while.
Oh, Lucy.
And ended up sort of sleeping on the streets.
Oh, mate.
In parks and things, and doing what I could to survive.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it was quite an experience. Yeah. And in the end, my brother had to get in contact with the embassy to actually get me home.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me making light of it, and it sounds like it turned hideous.
No, it was an amazing adventure at the time, but I think when I got back, I was sectioned because I was in the belief that Keanu Reeves was the second coming and that I was an angel.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had all gone very squiffy in my mind, and it wasn't until now, sort of 3 years later, that I can see that perhaps it was not big on my meds that triggered the mania and the depression.
I'm assuming you're saying this to me because I mentioned in the post that I've been off my meds for I guess it's 5 or 6 weeks now. Is that right?
Yeah.
I was on meds for those. I was on antidepressants for years, and then a while ago, I can't remember the timeline. I came off one of the drugs, the mirtazapine, that was helping me sleep, but also making me lethargic. And then I tried for sort of about six months. I was trying to come off the venlafaxine, and finally came off it over Christmas. And here's the thing: maybe it has been a very stressful kind of few weeks anyway, that maybe I would have coped with it a little bit better if I'd still been on antidepressants. Maybe not. So I'm not ruling out the idea of going back on antidepressants, but I just want things to kind of calm down a little bit so I can make a slightly more rational decision. Maybe it's just a really, really shitty time, and you know, a normal person, in inverted commas, would be feeling like I'm feeling now as well. I don't know. But you, when you went,
makes a lot of sense.
When you went back on meds, was it kind of a pretty instant return to wellness?
No. So I was put on really strong medication in hospital, which really zonked me out. And then when I came out a few months later, they reduced the dose to a different medication.
Yeah.
And I've been stable on that for 2 years now, 3 years.
Well, oh, man alive, Lucy, what a story. Thank you so much for sharing that. I've got to ask. What was the craziest thing you did in Tokyo then when you were unwell? Because that's Tokyo is a place where you can go. Tokyo is a crazy place anyway. Mm-hmm. It's bright and it is noisy and it's friendly but it can also be very lonely, and it's you know, it's robots and it's girls dressed as sexy schoolgirls and girls dressed as sexy cats.
Also, people mind their own business, yeah. So you can go as wild as you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's a nuts place, but I love it. One of my favorite places in the world. So what was the weirdest thing you did?
The craziest thing I did, which I don't condone at all, was I walked into Uniqlo, put lots of clothes in my basket, put them all on, put my coat and jeans back on, and walked out.
Wow. Did you get stopped?
No.
Oh, mate.
Not at all.
Oh, Lucy.
There was no security tags on any of the things.
No.
And it
sounds like that is not your normal moral or ethical direction you'd be heading in.
Not in any way. And I spent 2 nights for different things in police stations as well. So that was quite frightening.
Yeah, I bet. Well, listen, first of all, thank you so much for coming on the air and sharing that with us, because that's an amazing story anyway. And secondly, thank you for doing it because you felt that you wanted to offer me some comfort. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I just want to say I love listening to your show, and it did really sadden me to read your post today. So I hope things work out for you, because it's a treat every weeknight to listen to your show.
You're a good woman, Lucy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. Bye bye. I'm reminded, while Lucy was talking, you might have heard me typing, I'm reminded of a book, and I've not read it for about 10 years. It's a great book. It's by Mark Vonnegut, who's Kurt Vonnegut's son. It's incredible, actually. It's called The Eden Express, A Memoir of Insanity. It's a 1975 memoir by Mark Vonnegut about his experiences in the late 60s and his major psychotic breakdown and recovery. The foreword was written by Kurt Vonnegut, who said, quote, "His wish, Mark Vonnegut's wish, is to tell people who are going insane something about the shape of the roller coaster they are on." It's an incredible book, right? It's about him kind of being a bit of a hippie and wanting to go and live in this commune. And as he's sort of going to the commune, he can just feel there's a couple of things in his head that are not quite right, but that's because he's a teenager and he's smoking dope and that's the way it's meant to be. And he gets this commune and he goes insane. He goes mad. He has a breakdown and goes mad. And he writes so beautifully about going batshit crazy, nuts. And it's incredible. And everyone on this commune, first of all, they're all, you know, they're giving him more weed to smoke. And they're all like, well, let's do crystals. And, you know, and they're trying. And then they start getting scared and going, oh, God, this guy's really sick. And they're in the middle of nowhere. And there's a brilliant bit, which I really identified with. In terms of, not in terms of mental health, in terms of when I used to get migraines. I haven't had a migraine for ages, touch wood. But there's a brilliant bit where he describes being in a hospital at his most insane, right? Being strapped to a gurney. And he imagined that he was in an arena doing battle with evil, and that he was good. It was like he was in like a coliseum, and he was doing battle. And literally, I strapped to the bed. And so a demon would come in and like they'd have like a psychic fight, and he had to use all of his psychic energy to beat this demon, and the demon would go and the crowd would go nuts, and then the next demon would come in, and he had to keep having these fights to save himself and I think to save the world. It's a long time since I read it. And here's the thing, I've had that with migraines. With migraines, like really, really bad migraines, it's I have to dig it out and bring it in and read it. With migraines, I would have battles. I would have battles where I would have to battle something, an entity, to then get through to the next round. And the ultimate goal wasn't to save the world, but the ultimate goal was if I kept beating them and I beat enough of these, you know, dark forces. They weren't devils or anything for me, but if I beat enough of these dark forces, the migraine would go. And that's what I had to do to survive. It's insane. Insane. And I read this thinking, my God, I don't, I've never seen this expressed so beautifully. I've got it somewhere because I lent it to Jeff Lloyd ages ago. We did a book swap and then we never gave the books back. So I think I bought it recently. I'll have to dig it out. Nick and Giselle, stay there. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.